So, Caelan, 3-1's on the bounce now in the Intermediate Championship, a quarter-final position secured. Listen, you had to make your two home games count. You followed up the one with over Downings the last day with another victory here today. And is it another big statement in the Intermediate Championship, guys?
By no means a big statement. Like, you just, I suppose every team targets their home games, and we done the exact same. We had to go out. Listen, we got over Downings last week, very pleased with the performance. It was just the exact same coming here today. We've had a good few battles with Bundoran over the years. Less than 2 years ago, or whatever it was, now up in Convoy that night, it was actually Bundoran relegated us to the Intermediate. So, listen, we probably owed them one, because they have had the upper hand on us in recent years. But not going into it, we were just focusing on ourselves, focusing on our performance. We know what Bundoran bring to the table, what Jamie Brennan, Paul Brennan, Timmy Govorov there and stuff. So we know what they're about, but we really put a big emphasis on ourselves, and the boys stood up again. It was, as I said last week, that's 100% credit goes to the boys there today. They crossed the white line, they stick to the game plan, and they done it to a T today again.
Using the cliche, goals won games, that proved to be the difference. The two goals, two very well taken goals from your brother Dara and Ryan's as well at the start of the second half, which really puts you in a very firm position in this game.
Listen, goals are obviously key, and it showed there today. Possibly, I'll be honest, first half, Bobby McGettigan struck the bar, probably should have been a goal. We should have had Dara's one was disallowed then for in the square, which was, for me, I don't know now. I thought it should have been a goal. So I thought probably we should have had more goals and more further ahead in the first half. But listen, that's what it's about. We done well today, in fairness.
Jimmy Brennan scored 7 points in the second half. You were 11 up at one stage. They started to chip away at it. Were you confident or were you worried the way the game was going, particularly in that final quarter, that Brennan was starting to find a bit of space and finding range?
I suppose he was. He came to the forefront, in fairness, but I think maybe in the first half when the game was nip and tuck, we dealt with him quite well. But it was kind of, we would have been more worried if he was getting in for the goal chances in behind. But we just had to manage that second half, and thankfully we did, and we didn't concede any goal chances. So, yeah.
Yeah, 3 from 3, as we say, but you're back on the road next week against Fanad. So you'll be looking to end the group campaign with 4 from 4, but it's not going to be an easy test, is it?
Definitely not. Kind of looking at the group, I know I said one game at a time, but I kind of definitely wanted to have points on the board going to Port Salon in that last group game. Now, listen, we went down there last year. Again, we were 6 points up going down the home stretch, and they came back and it ended up a draw. So, listen, we know what Fanad's about. I've looked at their past couple of weeks' results. They are a sticky team. So, listen, we'll be going down all guns blazing to Fanad.